gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Still getting over this pesky flu, but we've got two great guys standing by. Matter of fact, Stan Major is going to be with us throughout the majority of this hour, telling us about some of the vehicles that he has driven recently. And, of course, we're going to have our regular features. We'll get a trivia question out there about the Bullet Mustang. When did they first release the Bullet Mustang? You can give us a call on that or fire up an email, radio at or Bob at autoworldradio.com. But first, let's go to the racing desk and find out what's been happening with the one and only Mr. Jeff Bressler. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. Happy 4th of July weekend. NASCAR Sprint Cup action took place actually last night in Florida as the series visited Daytona for their annual summer trek, where I guess nighttime is the right time for the Sprint Cup points leader. So without a victory in the Daytona 500, Tony Stewart earned his third victory in the July night race at the Daytona International Speedway, holding off Jimmy Johnson after pushing and side and wrecking Kyle Busch, who was attempting to block him. Stewart spent the race high 86 laps at the point last night, but he couldn't hold off a charge by Kyle Busch in the final two laps. Busch looked to the outside line entering turn three, and with a strong run off the banking, he passed Stewart coming out of the corner. Stewart pulled up tight to Busch's bumper and followed him around for the final lap. As Busch started left and right to block his position, Stewart clipped the back end of the number 18 Toyota. That set off a chain reaction behind him as he cruised to the finish. Stewart also won the July race in 2005 and 2006. The win is his second of the season, and the Sprint Cup point leader now has 35 on his career. With cars spinning wildly behind him in turn four, Clint Boyer claimed his first NASCAR Nationwide Series victory of the 2009 season and the seventh of his career Friday night at the Daytona International Speedway. The aforementioned Kyle Busch was second when the yellow flag and flew and extended his lead in the series standings to 172 points over third-place finisher Carl Edwards. Joey Logano, Busch's teammate, came home fourth with Casey Kane running in fifth. And the IRL race today, road racing in New York, where Justin Wilson passed pole sitter Ryan Bristow early, then dominated the IndyCar Series race at the Watkins Glen International Raceway to give team owner Dale Coyne his first victory after 25 years of trying. Not consistently, but Coyne has been in IRL open wheel competition for 25 years. Penske and Target Chip Ganassi drivers had won the previous eight races this season, including 10 straight and 15 of 16, dating to last year. Coyne's victory came in his 558th entry as an owner. It was Wilson's second IndyCar win. His first came at Detroit on Labor Day weekend last year, making him actually the only driver to break through against Penske and Ganassi in that long time span. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Wow, certainly a busy weekend, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, Bob. And it was good. Dale Coyne, as mentioned, has been around IRL racing as a driver and team owner for many, many years, an underfunded team. So good to see somebody else win in IRL competition after a long span of Ganassi Penske victories.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you as usual for your great job and have a wonderful rest of your 4th of July weekend.
You too, Bob.
And now we get out of Florida and say hello to one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, the one and only Stan Major. Stan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Thanks.
Fantastic. Listen, you don't sound too good.
Oh, you should have heard me a couple of weeks ago. Boy, I'll tell you. I actually had the swine flu, so you've heard about it.
You don't get that swine thing, Bob. Then we'll really worry about you. Okay?
All right.
Stay away from those summer camps.
That's it. That's what I got to do. Definitely. It's been a trying few weeks, but nevertheless, I'm on the mend. At least that's what they tell me.
You still sound good. I just want to pull your leg a little bit because, I think you deserve it.
Well, I definitely deserve it, definitely. And Isn't it ironic?
I mean, with everything going on in the automobile business right now, we need a laugh, right?
Absolutely. My God. Everybody's going bankrupt and belly up and crazy things are happening. Boy, all kinds of bizarro things.
And I can't keep up with it. And then Ford comes out topping everybody in sales, including Toyota.
I know.
For 1 month. And what's that all about?
I know. I mean, who would believe it?
Is this like a mysterious Buy America thing or something?
Well, I mean, when you analyze the numbers, if you look around, I mean, both Toyota is way, way off this year. Honda's way, way off. Nissan is way, way off, too. Everybody's off, but yeah, Ford is off as well, but not as off as much as some of the other brands. So
this reminds me of a story from my old days of radio, and I worked for a wonderful general manager in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And his boss used to call a yearly meeting, and everybody would have to fly down to Memphis because the Plow drug company owned the radio stations. Everybody fly down to Memphis, and you had to report to the president in front of everybody else how you saved money. Okay.
Okay.
So all these general managers get down there, and they have to spend time standing up in front of all the other general managers and the big bosses and tell them specifically how they saved money at their radio station. All right. So our general manager gets up. He thinks this whole thing's a big, you know, bunch of bunk. And so he gets up, and he gives a whole long list of things that he saved. $1 million here, he saved $100,000 there. He gets down to, and he says, here's the last one, $10.50.
Okay.
And the big boss looks at him and says, well, what's the $10.50 savings all about? And he said, I went into a hardware store, and they offered me a ladder for $12. And I decided I would go across the street and get one for 10. And they didn't have another one of those meetings again.
Well, that was the end of that, huh?
That reminds me of the automobiles, because, okay, you just said Ford was up. But Ford's not really up when you come right down to it. Ford's up in comparison. They've had less sales than the other people. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, it's the others are off further. Let's put it that way. I mean, Toyota's off like 40 or 50%, and Ford is off like 20%. So it's like a big victory here.
Incredible.
I know.
As long as we're talking about Ford, have you seen the new Taurus?
I saw it when they unveiled it in Los Angeles last November. I have not had the opportunity to drive it. I know that they held the short lead on that not that long ago, and I know a few people who have driven it. And speaking of that, we just in the first hour had a gentleman on from Ford talking about the vehicle, but they're repositioning it as the new flagship vehicle of the Ford Motor Company. It's priced the same.
Is that good or bad?
Well, it's interesting because, I guess it's, I mean, the Grand Marquis is now gone, so there is no more big boat, there's no more Crown Victoria, there's no more, you know, that used to be the flagship of the Ford brand would be the Crown Victoria, the Mercury brand would be the Grand Marquis, but now that the Taurus has taken that over, you know, significantly different, still, you know, front-wheel drive. Price, though, I mean, they're bringing it in at the same price as last year, and yet it's got way more equipment, and it's got a much more luxury-contented interior. I mean, they're using higher caliper materials and such, and they're offering a slew of electronics, Stan. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about that, see if I can hold on to my voice. This is Auto World on GCN. Don't go away.
Cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you have Stabil when you store?
Well, no.
Don't you know Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do. But...
don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol? Well,
don't you know anything? Oh, when you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
When you buy it, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it, there is Hagerty Insurance. When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration, there is Hagerty Roadside Assistance. When you sell it, then buy another, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it...
Ah, the circle of life. Brought to you by Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Hello to everybody listening in Boston on AM 1060 WBIX, as well as everybody in Pittsburgh listening on WPYT, everybody in Iowa on KXEL, everybody in Bowling Green, Kentucky listening on WKCT, and every other station around the nation. We thank you very much for joining us here My name is Bob Long, getting over this nasty flu along with Stan Major, who was, we're talking about the new Taurus, and before the break there, Stan, I was saying that they really loaded this thing up with all kinds of electronics. It's got the Sync system, which is the thing developed with Microsoft. It's got the, it's got Bliss, which was the Volvo thing, blind spot, recognition system, and it's got radar, optional, of course, like radar-controlled cruise control. So they're kind of definitely bringing it upscale. And they've also brought back the sports version of the Taurus, the SHO Taurus, except this time not only has it got this new EcoBoost engine, which has the two turbochargers and 350 horsepower, but it's got all-wheel drive as well. That's only available on the sports Taurus. So it'll be interesting to see how it does.
Yeah, it sounds sounds very interesting. I hope I'll be able to drive one. But, I have to wonder about things like the Fusion and the 500 and some of the other cars that Ford has. What's the status on those?
The Fusion had a great month in the month of June. Matter of fact, that was the sales leader for the entire industry, believe it or not. The all-new Fusion, of course, they've got that hybrid variant, which gets 41 miles to the gallon, and even the regular Fusion gets, I believe, 28 or 29 miles to the gallon. So that's doing very well. The Ford Flex, which rolled out last summer, actually not very well, had a huge sales increase, like 300% during the month of June. So more people are looking at that. The 500.
A fellow from Ford Motor Company told me some years back never to pay any attention to monthly figures.
Well, that's true. I mean, everything today, it's like the whole media, everything is so analyzed to the umpteenth degree.
Yeah, overanalyzed, if you ask me, because they come out with these monthly figures and one has to, you know, take a step back and say, wait a minute now, is this for real or do we need 3 months' worth? Do we need half a year worth to really figure out where we're going? What's the situation with the Ford Edge?
Yeah, the Ford Edge, I mean, I think it's doing reasonably well. I don't think it's doing hugely well. I don't see a whole lot of them on the road, but the Lincoln version of that, the, what is it called, the MKT, I believe it is.
MKZ, MKS, the one that I had?
No, the MKS is the sedan, but there's a Lincoln version of the Edge that's doing very well. So they're doing okay with all those models, believe it or not. Mustang is doing pretty well.
So I think what you're alluding to is the possibility here, and I read between the lines of these stories that I'm pulling off the Internet from the various newspapers, Detroit, et cetera, that Ford is the one that, because they didn't accept money from the government and because they have not had to file bankruptcy, they are the one that is going to come out smelling like a rose and be the leader in the American automobile industry.
It's an interesting story because when you go back 2 or 3 years ago, Ford was in the worst shape of the Detroit Three, and that's when their new CEO, a British guy, decided to basically mortgage everything that they had. They mortgaged all of the city of Dearborn, which they practically own. They own, you know, they mortgaged the sign on the building. They sold off Jaguar. They sold off Land Rover. They sold off Aston Martin. Volvo reportedly still is for sale. They sold off a portion of Mazda. So they've done all these things, and they got these loans at the times when there were loans to be had. And now they haven't had to accept any government money because they already had this kind of nasty work done ahead of the others. Chrysler and General Motors didn't do that 2 years ago, and so because they didn't take any action at that point, they really got behind the eight ball this time. And I think a lot of buyers now are who may have been former Chrysler or GM buyers are a little bit hesitant about buying new vehicles from that brand, either one of the brands. So,
well, that's a shame because the Chevy Malibu is what I had a couple of weeks ago, the LTZ.
Yep.
And they have done a terrific job with this car.
Absolutely.
And this is in the toughest car competition category. You got Camry, you got a Honda Accord, you got the Fusion, you got the Sonata, and here's the Chevy Malibu, bankruptcy and all, right in the middle, fighting them all off and doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that is one of the best cars ever made by General Motors. Just as, you know, when you look at the high performance side of the fence, the top of the line Corvette, you know, it's a world beater. The top of the line Cadillac CTS-V is a world beating car too. I mean, you go up against BMW M5, which costs $25,000 more, was our cover story on Motor Trend, not this month, but last month. So GM is making some of the best products they've ever made. The new Camaro, it's a niche vehicle, but it's an excellent vehicle.
Flying out of the showrooms, that's what I read.
Yeah, they're paying over sticker for them. It's too bad. I mean, GM right now has some of the best product they've ever had. It's just the fact that they kind of got caught with their pants down and that too many dealers and a little bit behind the curve in getting back to their roots of being a full-line car manufacturer. That's one thing that Ford seems to have been able to do a little bit better than the rest, in that they're now offering, you know, a little bit of something for everybody, whereas GM in particular had relied so heavily on the trucks and so heavily on the SUVs that they really neglected their car segment. And unfortunately, a lot of the cool programs have been canceled. I mean, they had on the plans, on the drawing board, you know, planned vehicles that were just going to be, you know, even better than like the Malibu that you just got out of. I mean, world-class vehicles. And unfortunately, you know, all those have been canned now because of the economics of what's been going down.
Yeah, well, it's a shame. But you and I, over the years, have talked about the dilemma of Detroit versus the Japanese and the Germans. Over the years, the fact that they just weren't doing what needed to be done to really compete in the future. And, you know, the things that we said the last 7 or 8, 9, 10 years, all coming true.
Absolutely. We're going to have more with Stan Major. We'll talk about a Nissan he drove recently, as well as an MKS.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You already know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Thank you very much for calling us and emailing us about the trivia question. The telephone number, by the way, it's brand new, so write it down. Keep it handy, 800-259-9231. We want to congratulate Henry in Iowa, who came up with the correct answer on the question about the Bullet. 2002 was the year that Ford first introduced the Bullet Edition Mustang. And, Henry, thank you for firing me an email at bob@autoworldradio.com. Stan Major is with us. We're talking about the state of the automotive industry. We're talking about some of the vehicles that Stan has driven recently and just talking about the general goings-on. And, Stan, another thing that they were touching on news-wise is fleet sales for both GM and Chrysler were really hit in that department. I guess GM was off 50% and Chrysler 90% in fleet sales. So that's
one wonders what Hertz and Avis are doing. Wasn't the American car the beneficiary of all the tourism and rental stuff at the airports across this country?
It used to be that way, definitely. I mean, Hertz used to be owned by Ford. It's not another thing that Ford sold off. Avis, definitely very General Motors heavy. It'll be interesting to see what they're packing. I think now you can get anything. You can get Toyotas. You can get a little bit of anything.
I see that the military is still getting American cars. The recruiters are still driving the Chevrolets and the Fords, et cetera. The police department seem to still, a lot of them still getting GM products, some Chrysler. So, you know, one wonders where they're going to go.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's no question that both GM and Chrysler and Ford as well. They have too many dealers compared to some of the foreign makes out there. But nevertheless, you hate to see all this unemployment. You hate to see a lot of these older dealers being forced to close down, because a lot of them are family-owned. A lot of them have been around for generations. And I can't imagine what it must be like to get a letter saying, you know, you're out of business. A lot of them say that, that wasn't done correctly either, because some of them are profitable.
They can join a lot of other people in this country, teachers, union members, et cetera, who are getting the same kind of letters. So it's not that they are being singled out, that's for sure.
No, absolutely not. Why don't we tell some of our new listeners about some of the other vehicles that you've driven recently?
I would like to talk about the Lincoln MKS, because it's just one of the nicest cars I've driven in a long time. It really doesn't look like a Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
It can fool you if you don't look closely, okay? But, boy, I'll tell you, everything that they put into this thing is just... it's just absolutely state-of-the-art. You were talking about what they were doing with the Ford Taurus.
Yep.
They must have gotten some of the ideas from the Lincoln side, because the test vehicle I had was just absolutely fantastic. And, of course, it is a Lincoln, and and with the add-ons and everything, there's a Lincoln price about $44,000. And the base price is $39,000, but you know you don't get the base on these cars.
Yeah.
Find me a base car, right?
Not very often in the press fleet, definitely.
But
not.
This thing, if I was going to, if I had the money and I was going to buy a car, I would buy this one, the Lincoln MKS. It is just phenomenal. But I would also have to take a college course on all of the stuff that they loaded up with, or maybe I could get tutored by a Lincoln engineering official or something on this stuff, because it is just absolutely I punch stuff up on the screen, and I just was just in wonderment, thinking, oh, my God, how's a mechanic going to handle all this stuff?
Exactly. I know, not to mention about, 5 or 10 years from now, how they're going to fix some of these very complex vehicles.
Well, the the thing that got me right off the bat is that it rides like a Lincoln, doesn't look like a Lincoln, nothing defining it as a Lincoln. It looks like a larger version of several imports that we have coming in, but inside it's got everything. And you've got to have a degree to figure all this out. They have the THX stereo thing that you see on the DVDs for the movies. That's their audio system, and that should tell you right there how good that is. And it's just a fantastic car. It drives great, and surprisingly, the mileage is not anything to sneer at. I mean, it gets 23 out on the highway. I mean, that's a Lincoln, okay? And it's got power. It's terrific. The engine's fantastic, and everything is great about it. If you don't want that, I can recommend the Nissan Altima, which is going to cost you a lot less money, which is a beautiful car also, the 2009 Nissan, for just under $20,000, if you can believe that in this day and age. You can get some upgrades up to about 21.4, 26.5, whatever you want. But you can get into an Altima for around $20,000 if you don't want all of the fancy gizmos. And this is just the finest riding car that you're going to find on the highway today, in my opinion.
It's got great value for the money and good steering feel, and that four-cylinder engine puts out a pretty decent amount of power, I believe, more than 180 horsepower, Stan.
Trying to check for you right now. You always ask me these questions. I got the phone in one hand. I'm trying to turn papers in the other one. The 23 and 31 is the mileage, Bob. Now, when you get up in that category, you're almost pushing hybrid stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
23 and 31. In fact, I'll bet you that the 31 out on the highway probably even beats some hybrids, because hybrids are noted for a higher mileage in the city with a stop and go. So I'm trying to get the information for you. Stand by here. And top star ratings, by the way. We don't talk about the government safety stuff very often, but on frontal crash and passenger side, the Ultima just, it champs out, man. It is the best. Absolute best. 2.5 liter, DHHC, something like that, valve four cylinder engine. 175 horsepower. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
180 torque. Engines are not my thing. It's the drive and what's inside the car that's my thing. And when it comes to the Altima, you can't do any better for 20 grand. Are you there?
Yeah, just choking for a second, so turn my mic down.
Well, we have our usual afternoon thunderstorm, which has just come across the Everglades here and hit. So if you hear thunder in the background, that's not me.
Okay, keep that in mind. So what's this deal with Hyundai? They've got some sort of gasoline promotion? I hadn't seen that.
Oh, yeah, the cheap gas thing. Have you seen the Hyundai ads?
I haven't. When we come back from the other side here, you got to tell me all about these new Hyundai ads. And we invite anybody who's listening right now in Boston on WBIX to give us a call, 800-259-9231.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too.
We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Stan Major. We're talking about a gamut of things and inviting your calls at 800-259. I got to get the new number right here, 800-259-9231. I'll get it right by next week, 800-259-9231. If anybody has any comments about the bankruptcy of General Motors, the future of Chrysler, the selling off of some of the General Motors brands, Roger Penske bought Saturn, reportedly is going to eventually turn it into a Korean car company. The Chinese originally bought a Hummer and then decided that they didn't want it. So Hummer is still for sale. And a tiny Swedish company bought the car company Saab from GM. Stan Major is with us, telling us about a gamut of things. So, Stan, if Hummer is up your in your budget, it's available.
That's incredible.
I know. I like the fact that a Chinese company originally said, yeah, we're going to take it, and then backed out at the last minute. So,
what about Fiat? Are they tied in now? Did they buy Chrysler?
Basically, yeah. I mean, it's a weird deal, not unlike the General Motors deal. They own 30% of Chrysler, the United Auto Workers own, I believe, 50% of Chrysler, and the federal government owns the remainder of it, so it's just crazy. And GM is even weirder, in my opinion. But eventually, the way it's supposed to be is that Fiat will have controlling interest. They'll be in the driver's seat, so to speak, with Chrysler in the next couple of years. But it has to get through the next couple of years.
Yeah. Well, anybody but Obama.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
And that's as political as I'll ever get on your show, Paul. Now, you asked me about the Hyundai gas offer. The new promotion allows Hyundai buyers to lock in gas prices for a year at $1.49 a gallon. Or they will just give you a $1,000 cash rebate right off the top. I'd take the $1.49 a gallon, and I'll tell you why. Because with everything that's going on in our economy, I don't see $2 gas hanging around very long. I don't know what you're paying in Boston. We're paying about $2.65 down here now. Chrysler had this promotion, and it kind of backfired on them because they started it when gas prices were topping $4 a gallon, and they offered customers a year's worth of gas at $2.99 a gallon, which, let's say, $3. And then it went below that at the pump. So Hyundai, I guess, is really is shaking it out here, going to $1.49 a gallon. They're not going to take any chances.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I think price-wise, we're about the same, I think, here in Boston, where then we're in the same neighborhood as you are in Florida. But I think the gas prices will definitely go up. There's no other way.
Especially, well, inflation is with us. Have you been in a supermarket lately?
Absolutely. I mean,
yeah,
you just go to...
It's here, and you can't hold gas prices down, man, when the big oil companies and the Saudi princes find out that we're paying 50 cents more for a loaf of bread now because of what's going on. Guess what they're going to do?
Exactly. I mean, it's everywhere. You go to Walmart and you buy the same thing you did a year ago, it's going to cost you $25 more. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I'm afraid it's going to get worse before it gets better. But then again, you can always buy a Mini Cooper.
That is true. And, you know, that is...
I saw one today. I've never seen the stretch version of the Mini Cooper. It's not really a stretch. I'm using that. It's not a limo. But it does have, it's like a very small SUV.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call it.
The Clubman, they call it, yes.
Yeah. And I saw one of those today. I always kind of like Mini Coopers. I look at them and I'm impressed by them. But I'm looking, the guy's in front of me, okay? And he's going down the road. And I noticed how vulnerable that vehicle looked. and I said to myself, well, it may look nice, but boy, I don't want to be caught in there when a truck crashes into me or something. I'm not ready for that.
No, and that's just the beginning of many, you know, teeny tiny cars coming our way. Fiat, of course, wants to bring over their vehicle, which is called, in Europe, the 500, and that's even smaller than the Mini. And the folks that bought Jag and Land Rover, the Indian company Tata, they want to bring in their vehicle, which is also quite a bit smaller than the Mini. Ford has got their European focus, which is the Festiva. They're going to be bringing that in for model year 2011, and that's a small vehicle too, so be interesting to see if Americans respond to these very small cars.
I don't think it's going to work
because Americans...
we are the United States of America. This is the celebration of our independence birthday, mm-hmm, this weekend, and I want to tell you something. We love our big cars. We love our big trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, charge us $4 or $5 a gallon. We don't care. We are still going to buy those vehicles, and we hope that you will continue to improve the gas mileage. But even if you don't, we're still going to buy them. We still want our Lincoln. We still want our Cadillac. You know, that's what we're all about.
Yeah, that's what I believe as well. I mean, that's one reason why I don't like the present administration putting their, you know, CAFE standards to where they put it here for 2014 or 2016. I mean, this is going to force a lot of automakers to, you know, build tiny cars in order to make this corporate average fuel economy of 29 miles to the gallon. And it's going to limit choice. So like you say, I mean, for those people who want their big Lincoln or they want their big truck or they want their high-performance car, I mean, this is the land of the free, and you should have your choice, and you shouldn't have the government infringing on your choices.
Well, that's what Detroit gets for not paying attention to you and me over the years.
I know, that's right.
Oh, man, I'll
so
tell you.
So what's the funkiest color vehicle that you've either had recently or perhaps checked out online?
I don't know, but I still can't get over the ugly vehicle list you gave out the last time I was on with you. Since that time, I've been eyeing a few possibilities to add to that list, but I'm not. I won't get involved in that. It's a holiday weekend, and you know what can I tell you?
So how's the fireworks down there in Florida? Do they still have lots of fireworks, or they?
You know, it was rather subdued, but I guess it's subdued everywhere. It's not. The cities are not going crazy. Like they have been in the past. And, you know, when you're laying off teachers, man, you can't brag about, spending, you know, $100,000 on fireworks, for the 4th of July. So, that's a very important point. So everything is kind of subdued down here and, We're in a vast state of flux because our governor is quitting. Everybody has heard about Sarah Palin quitting in Alaska, but they're not saying anything about our governor quitting down here to run for the Senate. So you talk about things being in limbo, and we just had terrific tax increases statewide in the state of Florida on everything that you do, driving your car, registering your plate, you know, all this stuff. I would imagine we're just going through the same thing that they're going through in California, going through in Maine, going through every place else, you know. To answer your question, it wasn't a great celebration, and I didn't see a great amount of fireworks, even on a personal basis, you know, people buying them in the stores and that kind of thing.
Well, if you have the money, I mean, right now this is just a wonderful time to be in the market for a new vehicle because there are just so many bargains.
You ought to be in the showroom tomorrow morning and doing the best that you can and getting the best deal that you can because you're right. In my lifetime, and I've been around a hoot and a holler, I've never seen anything like this.
So true, Stan. We'll talk with you real soon. Thanks for your time here today. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.